It's Thursday, September 24th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Forrester, with new projections for IT spend for this year and next, and analysis out of Europe on service provider impact. This is the Business of Tech. Forrester is warning CIOs to prepare for a longer U.S. downturn, with more severe IT spending cuts in 2020 and into 2021. As they have done before, they are outlining three scenarios. Scenario A, with a 10% probability, after a short drop in spending, budgets would see a strong recovery in the fourth quarter and into 2021. Scenario B, with a 70% probability, a 6.3% decline in 2020 U.S. tech budgets from those 2019 levels. And in Scenario C, with a 20% probability, a 9% decline in 2020 U.S. tech budgets from 2019 levels, and 5% drop in 2021. Digging into that most likely Scenario B, this forecast sees the IT cuts move from already hard-hit industries like travel, leisure, and consumer-facing retail to sectors like financial services, insurance, professional services, education, and healthcare. So why do we care? This is a slightly surer projection than their versions earlier in the year. 60% was most last time. I'm still anticipating longer-term rough waters, and the insight I'm taking away from Forrester here is that the cuts are expanding. Feels inevitable that with sections of the economy severely impacted, that those impacts wouldn't spread. There's a theme to the list: businesses that have a component of face-to-face contact. That's a lens to apply. Cross-reference this with the data we've previously discussed about the companies that are doing well. They have managed expenses proactively and have leaned into compensating for potential revenue losses. Those 2021 plans should be assuming these drops. Bitkom Research has released a survey of IT service providers in Germany, focused entirely on small to mid-sized IT service companies. More than 52%, half, said they have lost orders this year due to COVID-19. Only 5% said they consider themselves a winner during the pandemic. And only a third, 34%, believe that their customers have pushed forward with digital transformation since the beginning of the crisis in Europe. Quoting the article, "The findings go against a widely held view in the IT industry that the COVID-19 pandemic prompted a mass acceleration in the pace of digital transformation among customers as huge swaths of the population were forced to work remotely. Industry icons, including European distributor Also CEO, said early on in the pandemic that COVID-19 would mean a surge of growth for the industry. Others have suggested that stronger channel partners will thrive during a times of economic uncertainty." Why do we care? First off, we care because not all the listeners to this podcast are in the US. Thank you to my listeners indulging this American host, but also because I think this is sentiment versus reality. The analysts aren't projecting wins, and neither am I. The sunny outlooks come from those who are invested in selling confidence. The pessimistic ones come from those living the reality. And this comes after the previous projections from Forrester. This isn't to be the IT channel grim reaper. This is about cautioning to ensure listeners are taking a data-driven approach to their planning, and knowing that planning for the worst allows you to be resilient through the harder times. As reported from the mid-year service leadership report, the best-performing companies are the ones who have aggressively cut expenses and leaned into the solutions like cloud. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, today's episode brought to you by our Patreon supporters. If you like this kind of content, you can support the show directly. Visit businessof.tech. There you'll be able to sign up as a Patreon and get access to the Daily Digest and all the written versions of the stories. Support independent analysis of the IT channel, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.